So this will be our last shiur in Tov Shin Ayin Vav. Next week, Sunday night, is Rosh Hashanah. Next shiur, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, Be'ez Hashem, will be on Chof Ches Tishrei, first Sunday after the Yomim Tovim. So in this week's parsha, we have an extremely relevant mitzvah. And usually these shiurim deal either with the Parshas HaShavua or with the Inyana D'Yoma. And today we have the combination of the two. So, the eight many mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. But we do learn Parshas Nitzavim. V'hoyo ki yavoyo alecho kol advorim ve'el abrocha v'aklola shenosati lefonecho v'hashivo yisu ele v'ovecho b'chol agoyim asher idichachu Hashem elokechu shomo v'shavtu ad Hashem elokechu v'shamatu b'koylo k'chol asher anoichi mitzavchu ayoyim v'shavtu ad Hashem elokechu v'shav Hashem elokechu v'shavuzchu v'rachamecho v'shav v'chibetzchu m'kol ha'amim asher efitzchu Hashem elokechu shomo. What is our understanding and interpretation of the Pasuk V'shavtu Ad Hashem Elokecho? Is it a mitzvah to say? Is this the source of the mitzvah of tshuva? Or is it a promise, a prophecy? This will transpire at the end of days. V'shavtu Ad Hashem Elokecho, V'shav Hashem Elokecho, Eshvuzcho V'rechamecho, V'shav V'kibetzcho M'kol Ha'amim. In the continuation of this same parsha, ki ha-mitzvah zoi sasher anoichi mitzavchu ayoyim loy nifleisi memcho veloy lechoy kuhi, loy b'shamayim ileima miyal olono ha-shamayim avikichei olono olo amei veleyam, ki kora velechu adove maoid beficho ubelvavcho la'asoysa. What mitzvah is the Torah referring to when the Pasuk says, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois asher unoichi mitzavchu ayoyim, lo nifleis velo rechoyko, lo b'shamayim velo me'ever liyam. So the Ramban offers two different pirushim. Ha-mitzvah ha-zois ala tshuva ha-nizkeres. Ki v'ha-shevoisu ala v'vecho v'shavtu ad Hashem elokecho mitzvah, shi'etzava oisonu la'asois kein. So the Ramban's interpretation is V'shavtu Ad Hashem Elokechu is a mitzvah sasei, and this is the source of mitzvah's tshuva. And the posek ki ha-mitzvah azois refers to the previous posek, to the mitzvah of tshuva. And the Ramban, according to his interpretation, explains Beficho ve'belvavchu means Beficho is vidui and belvavchu is charotes ha'leiv. Because basically what tshuva is all about is about your heart. Charot ha'lev, charot ha'lover, kabbalah ala osid. However, the Ramban goes on to offer an additional knech. Knech is English? I don't know. An additional point. And the Ramban says, mitzvah sasei. V'nemro b'loshen b'inoini l'rmoz b'havtocha ki osid ha'dovor liyois kein. So the Rambam explains, V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokechu could be a fact, a story. This will come to be. So the Rambam says, on one hand, it's a mitzvah to say, and this is the source of mitzvah to tshuva. However, the loshen is a loshen b'inoini, and it also means a prophecy, a nevuah. At the end of days, this is what will happen. V'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, v'shav Hashem Elokecho eshvuzcho v'kibetzcho mikol ha'amim. So the Ramban makes it very clear that tshuva is a mitzvah asay. Some argue that according to the Rambam, tshuva is not an obligation. It is not a command. Tshuva is a privilege. It is a gift, not a precept. Could I have a Rambam? Chelek Aleph, Rambam Mado. So at the very beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam seems to indicate that Tshuva into itself is not a mitzvah asay. It is not a chiyuv. The Rambam says, Al kol aveira shebetoira, kesheyasa odom tshuva, tzorech lehizvadois, vidui ze, mitzvahs asay. And many achrayim want to prove from the formulation of the Rambam, tshuva is not a mitzvah. Tshuva is a gift, it's a privilege. It's something we should take advantage of. But it's not a chiyuv. So the Rambam writes in the very first halacha in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetoiro. Bein asei o bein lo tase, imover odom alachas mehem, bein bezodim, bein bishgogo, kishiyase tshuva viyoshev mechetoi, chayev lehezvadois lepnei hukeil boruchu. Kishiyase tshuva viyoshev mechetoi, chayev lehezvadois lepnei hukeil boruchu. And the Rambam goes on to say, vidui ze, mitzvahs asay. Vidu ze mitzvahs asay. Keitzad mizvad. So the Rambam seems to say, if a person wishes to do tshuva, it is then that he is chayev in vidu. So the Minchas Chenach in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet goes to the extreme and he says that the mitzvah of vidui is similar in a way to Birchas Hamazon. You don't have to say Birchas Hamazon unless you decide to eat Kezayis Pas or Menatoyre Kedei Svir. If you eat, then you have to say Birchas Hamazon. Just 2 weeks ago, I think we discussed many mitzvot asay, mitzvot kiyumiyot, like Kedushin, like Gerushin, like Chalitza. So if you wish to do tshuva, this is the way to do it. And if you do tshuva, chayev lezvadois, vidui ze mitzvot asay. But I think this definitely is a mistake. And I don't think anybody doubts the basic idea that tshuva is not only a privilege, tshuva is a chiyuv, tshuva is a mitzvah. As I explained many times, the Rambam enumerated Tanyag mitzvahs three times, Sefer HaMitzvahs, which the Rambam wrote before he wrote the Mishnah Torah. Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is, in a way, an introduction to the Mishnah Torah, and then dispersed in the Yud-Dalet form of Mishnah Torah, before each and every section that Rambam writes, which are the mitzvahs that are elaborated and explained in these halachas. So at the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, mitzvahs asay achas, vehi, shiyoshuv hachoyte mecheter lefnei Hashem v'yizvadeh. This formulation is very clear. Mitzvah sasei achas vehi. Sheyoshuv achoyte mechetoi lefnei Hashem v'yizvada. That is the mitzvah. It is not if you choose to do tshuva, it is then that chayev lehizvadis. So I think, halocha aleph, we should read b'neshima achas. Kol mitzvah shebetoyre, bein esa beloy sesa. Kishayasa tshuva v'yoshuv mechetoi chayev lezvadis, and that goes together. Sheyoshuv achoyta mechetoi lefnei Hashem v'yizvad. But obviously, we do witness a machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Because according to the Rambam, what is the source of this mitzvah? V'yizvadu es chatosam. It is not v'shavtu ad Hashem elokecho. And I think the Rambam goes l'shitose because Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tshuva, which is a very unique Perek, I think it's the most beautiful Perek in Hilchas Tshuva in its entirety. Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, Kosa v'Rambam, and I'm reading the Loshon of the Rambam. Kol ha'Naviim kulam tzivu al ha'tshuva, v'im Yisrael nig'olin ele b'tshuva, v'kvar eftichu Torah, the Torah promised, כבר הבטיחו תוירה שסויף ישראל עשס שוב ובסוף גלוסון ומיד הם נגאולים. שנאמר, והיו כי יבואי הולך לכל הדברום האלו הברוכה והכלולה שנסעתי לפניך. That is the pasuk which we quoted at the beginning of today's shiur. ואשר בויסו אליו ובכו. ושאבתו עד השם אלוקך ושמעתו בקוילוי. ושם השם אלוקך ושבוסך ולחמך וכימץ חום הכל הוואמים. So the Rambam understands this pasuk. And his interpretation of this pasuk is כבר הבטיחו תוירו שסויף יסו עלה ששובה ומיד הם נגולים. So the Rambam's understanding of this pasuk is this is a promise. This is what will come to be. Then it's not a mitzvah. So the Rambam does argue primarily it's a mitzvah, but it's a loshon beinoni to indicate also the prophecy what will transpire. But the Rambam bases the mitzvahs of tshuva on vidui, and the Rambam lishitosi, because in Perek Zayin Halachahei the Rambam explains the psukim of this week's parsha as a promise what will come to be at the end of days, but not as a mitzvah asay. So in my opinion, the Rambam definitely would agree with the Ramban that tshuva is a mitzvah asay. However, the source of this mitzvah, according to the Ramban, this week's parsha, v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, according to the Rambam, no. It is v'hizvadu eschatosa. So how do we know the mitzvah of tshuva? Very, very simple. Because if we have a mitzvah of vidui, and the Gemara says in Masechet Yoma, ha-mitzvada bepeh, ולא ישוב בליבוי, הרי הוא כתובל ושרץ ביודוי. So vidui would be totally void, totally meaningless, without tshuva. So if the Torah commands, and it's a mitzvah lehiz vadois, goes without saying that the mitzvah is שיושוב אחויתו מחטוי לפני השם ויז ודוי. Because vidui dvorim without tshuva zalev is meaningless. It means nothing. Toiv shaloi nivro mishanivro. You gotta be honest with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how would you say vidui without tshuva zalev? And therefore, the interpretation of the Rambam on the mitzvah of vidui is shiyoshuv achoyte mecheter lefnei Hashem v'yisvada. So is the machlokes between Rambam and Ramban, does it have any halachic ramification? Does it have any halachic nafka mina? Or it's merely an argument, what is the source of mitzvah shuvah? I think it's very mistaved that there is a nafka mina halacha. Because the Rambam in halacha aleph, which is a lengthy halacha, in the very first halacha in Hilchos Shuvah, when the Rambam writes, כל מצווה שבתורה בין עשה בין לא יתעשה מעבר אדם כשיעשה תשובה ויושב מחטוי חייב להזוודויס. And the Rambam says vidui is a mitzvah asay, and the Rambam goes on to say בעלי חטוס והשומס ואיש שמביאים קורבן עשיהם אין מסקפה להם בקורבנם עד שיעשה תשובה ויזוודו וכן כל חי ומיסס בייזן חי ומלכיוס אין מסקפה להם במיסוסון או בלכיוסם עד שיעשה תשובה ויזוודו וכן החויבל בחברוי. Even though he paid, he compensated for the damages he caused. אינו מסקפה להם עד שיעשה תשובה ויזוודו. So the Rambam maintains that vidui is ma'akev and tshuva would be invalid. And it would bring no result unless the person also is mizvada vidui devorim. And maybe that is only the shittas of Rambam. Because if the source of this mitzvah is vehizvadu, we would assume that without vidui, there is no mitzvah. And if there is no mitzvah, there is no kapora. But according to the Rambam, the Ramban, if the Ramban says that the source of mitzvah shuva is v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, then vidui might not be an integral part. Maybe vidui is an addition, but it is not ma'akev. Because if the mitzvah say of tshuva is v'shavtu ad Hashem Elokecho, why would we assume that kol zman shelo hizvada bepeh ein miskaper loy? Well, one could argue But the Rambam's understanding of the continuation of the Pasha, Ki Yamitzvah Azoy Sasha Anoichi Mitzvah Chayoim, that is the mitzvah of tshuva, Beficho Uberavavcho, La Asoy Soy means Vidui Peh and Tshuva Salev. But still, that could be Lechatchila, that could be an addition, that could be a mitzvah min Amufcho, not necessarily a Ikuv. And therefore, I think when the Rambam maintains that kol chai v'chatois v'chai v'mises v'chai v'malkis v'achoy v'l b'chaveir v'chai v'tashlumin eino miskapalehem ad shi'as tshuva v'yizvadu, that is only the Rambam l'shitosa, that the source of mitzvah tshuva actually is vidui. So the tshuva is the essence of vidui. But if the mitzvah say is vidui, then goes without saying that vidui is ma'akev. And as long as he doesn't say vidui, he's not mekayim the mitzvah to say. And if he doesn't have the mitzvah to say, then the tshuva is not mechapa. However, according to the Ramban, beficho v'bervavcho la'asoysay is not pshuto shel mikro. And the Ramban also has another interpretation, that when the Torah says, ki amitzvah azoysay asher anoichi mitzavcho hayoyim, maybe it doesn't really mean mitzvah tshuva that is previously mentioned in the parasha, v'shavto d'shem elokecho. Maybe a mitzvah zois means the entirety of Taryag mitzvahs. As if the Torah says, ki ha-toiro ha-zois asher unoichi mitzav huayon. And therefore, my feeling is that it is only the Rambam l'shitosoi that the source of this mitzvah is v'hizvadu, that the Rambam maintains that vidui is ma'ak. So, but the Rambam does maintain, as he makes it very clear in the very first halacha in Hilchas Shuvah, vidui is ma'akeh. And many achroinim wonder. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Mem Tesumit Beis, HaMekadesh Yesu Wishu Al Menashani Tzadik V'nimtza Rosh Gomo Choyshishin L'Kiddushov Shemo Hirer Tshuva Belibo. So the Gemara says, you could never know. He's a Rosh Gomer. We have evidence. You can never know. Shem hira tshuva b'libui. So if he was mekadesh isho, amanash ani tzadik v'nimtza rosh gomer, choshe shen kedushov, shem hira tshuva b'libui. But according to the Rambam, that vidui is ma'akev, and vidui demands verbalizing what you feel. So Adam could see and hear and testify whether the person said vidui or not. So, if we know he's a Rosh Gomer, Lama Choyshishin LeKiddushov, why? So, a person is Mekadesh Yesuisha. They're both sitting in a treif restaurant, and he's eating non kosher food. And suddenly, takes a ring out of his pocket, proposes, she accepts, Harayet Mekudesh Aslu Libitaba Azukedas Moshe Yisrael, Choyshishin LeKiddushov or not. Two proper Adam were sitting at the next table and they testified he was eating non-kosher meat. He didn't say any vidui. He didn't say any vidui. We were there. We heard nothing. We saw nothing. As lama choyshishin l'kiddushah. So if we say that vidui is not ma'akev, you could never know. Shemehir tshuva b'libay. Choyshishin l'kiddushah. But the Rambam says, kol zman shelo izvada ein miskap eloy. So how do we understand the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Tesa Medveis? Nimtza Rosh Gomer, Choshe Shem HaKedushov, Shema Hira Tshuva Beliva. So some argue, but that is drush. That definitely has no basis in halacha. Chosen b'yoyim chiposoi, moichon loi kol avoynoisov. And the zgur of moichon kol avoynoisov doesn't necessitate vidui. Now, first of all, Moichon Lekol Avinoisev is in the spiritual realm. It doesn't override the basic halachas of tshuva. Chasim b'yoyim chiposoi. We're dealing with Eiris and not with Nisuyin. And b'mei Chazal, there was 12 months between Kiddushin and Nisuyin. So it has nothing to do with Chasim b'yoyim chiposoi. My understanding is this. Ki b'yoyim ezeh chaper aleichem natayr eschem akol chatoisechem lefnei Hashem titahoru. This posuk makes it clear. Shnei dinim b'tshuva. Well, I'm usually not so excited about shnei dinim, but sometimes, and I think this posuk indicates, yes, there are shnei dinim b'tshuva. Kapora and tahara. And both are especially potent on Yom Kippur. Kivi Yom Azeh Yechaper Aleichem L'tayer Eschem Mekol Chatisechem Lefnei Hashem Titahor Hatshuva Mechaperes Tshuva Meteheres. And the two different facets and aspects of tshuva are connected to the two different facets and aspects of chait. Hachait mechayev, vachait mitame, mizahem. There is a price list up there in heaven. It's confidential. No one ever saw it, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every aveda has its price, and every mitzvah has its reward. It is confidential. We do not know. V'lama lo nesgalo taman shel mitzvos v'matan schoron shel mitzvos kedei shiyu oisin oison me'ahavo. But every aveda has its price, and you need to pay the price of your follies. So every aveda is mechayev. But the Aveda is not only Mechayev, the Aveda is Metamim. And Nevi'a Yisroel spoke more about Zoha Masachet than he did about punishment. Rachatzu, Hizaku, Hasiru Habgodem Matzoyim Yalechem. That is the language of Nevi'a Yisroel, and that is their Musa. So Achet Mechayev, Achet Mezahem, Hatshuva Mechaperet, Mechiyuv hachet, v'atshuva metaheret, metumas hachet. Moshe l'moado v'daima. Two people took loans on the same day. Each of them borrowed $10,000 from the same malva, from the same benefactor. Both loans were for 30 days. One of the two comes after 29 days. And he says, I know that tomorrow is payday, and I feel awful about it, but I don't have the money. So please, if you could give me some more time, and I promise, I'll do my best. And if the benefactor could afford it, and he is a Baal Lev, and he is a Rahman, and he's a decent person, a loving person with compassion, he says, yes, okay. The other guy doesn't show up. And the lender sees him in shul. He walks in his direction. The guy runs out through the back door. He's nowhere to be found. He calls him and he hears his voice. He puts down the phone. So both still owe money. But both are Balei Chovos. But only one of the two is a Ben Belial. So my feeling is, yes, vidui ma'akev kapora, nothing is ma'akev tahara. Yes, there are many things that are ma'akev kapora. At the end of Masechet Yuma, the Gemara says, dalet chaluke kapora. It depends. Mitzvah says, yein ezaz misham ad shenim chaloi. Loi sese, chai v'malkes, chai v'mises, chila l'shem, only chas v'sholem b'mises. Others, Yom HaKippurim, Sohra Mishtaleach, Toila, Mechaper. Yesh dalet chalukei kapora, ein chalukei tahara. Vidui is ma'akev kapora, nothing is ma'akev tahara. And that is my understanding of the posek. Kibi yoyim ezei yechaper aleichem, letayel eschem ekol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem, titahor. Tahara depends only on you. Nothing is ma'akev tahara. So in Psikta de Rev Kahana, which is actually Divrei Chazal, and it is quoted in Sefer HaRoikeach in Hilchos Tshuva, Chazal say, Kiven shehirer odom tshuva b'liboy. His tshuva goes up, passes all the heavens, ad kisei hakavoy. Kivan shehirer tshuva b'liboy. So verbalizing your tshuva vidui is ma'akev kapor, and that is the lotion of the Rambam. Einoi miskaper loy ad sheyizvade. Nothing is ma'akev tahara. Tahara, The purity of your heart and your soul is totally dependent only on the sincerity of your tshuva. And therefore, he was at Rosh Hagama just a moment ago. Now, one moment later, he could be a tzadik gomer shema hira tshuva b'livoi. He still has a loan to pay. He didn't pay. But he is, as of now, a tzadik gomer ki hira tshuva b'livoi. And I think this is evident and clear in the Rambam, bringing us back to Perek Zion of Hilchus Tshuva. And the Rambam writes in Perek Zion, a beautiful halacha, Kama ma'ula malas ha'tshuva, emesh, hoyu zem muvdal mi Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shenayim alavu nisaychem ayu mavdilim b'neichem levein Elokeichem. Tzoek ve'enu na'aneh. גם כי תרבו תפילו אינני שומע. אוי סמיצווס, וטורפים אותם בפניו, שנאמר מי ביקזויס מיידכם רמוס מחקצי ראי. והיום, that was yesterday, היום, מודבק בשכינו, שנאמר ואתם הדבקים בשם אלוקיכם. Just yesterday and today. אמש היו משוקץ ומרוחק ותויבו. The Rambam in Halacha Vav writes that תשובה מקרמס את הרחוקים. אמש היו זה שנוי לפני עמוק משוקץ מרוחק ותויבו, והיום אהוב ונחמד קרוב וידיד. But you need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. You need the Sohar HaMishtalech to be mechaper. So when is Emesh and when is Hayom? Does this refer to Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur? Doesn't seem likely. Any day. It could be the same day. Emesh hoyezeh sanui mishukatz meruchak v'te'evo. I cannot think of any harsher language. V'hayom koroiv v'nechmad ohuv v'yedid. That is the power of tshuva. That is the koyach of hirer tshuva b'liboy. In an instant, in a moment, Rosh Hagomer is transformed to be a tzadik gomer. He still lacks kapora. He still has a loan to pay. He still has debt. Yes, he still has some cheshbonos he needs to take care of with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for kapora, he will need Yom Kippur, Sohar HaMishtalech, sometimes additional things, but nothing is ma'akev tahara. Ein chalokei tahara, and the same refers to vidui. And this brings me to an interesting comment. So on the very first halacha in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam enumerates, chayve chatuas vayshamois, chayve mises beizen, chayve malkiyois. Even dina momenes, shebenodem l'chaveroi, choyver b'chaveroi. They all demand tshuva and vidui. In Perek Zayin, we find an interesting halacha. Halacha Gimel. Al toimer she'ein tshuva elo mi'aveira she'yesh be'em maise. Kegon znus ve'gezel ve'geneiva. No. Kishem she'tzorech odem lo shuv me'elu, kach hu tzorech l'chapis b'deyo yisroi she'yesh lo v'lashuv me'en. מן הכעס, מן האיבה, מן הקנאה, מן התחרות, מן ההיטור, which means לצונס, מרדיפת הממון והכבוד, ורדיפת המחלות, מן הכל צורך לעשות תשובה. So why is this halacha in Perek Zayin? And why not right at the beginning of Perek Aleph, together with other Avedas? So this seems to be very strange. At the beginning of Perek Aleph, the Rambam makes it clear that tshuva is a necessity. It is necessary. It is incumbent upon us regarding ben odom l'chaveroi or ben odom l'mokoim. Averes kalois, averes chamurois. Whether it's a mitzvah aseh or a lotas or a chai v'mitzvah bezin v'chai v'krisis. So why does the Rambam wait till Perek Zayin when he says, don't think that tshuva is necessarily only regarding averes. It is also on midos rois that a person has to do tshuva. So why did that wait till Perek Zayin? As it seems to be very clear, Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei are dedicated to tshuva's kapora, to the effect of tshuva. And the Rambam goes into lengthy details what is needed for kapora. Tshuva, vidui, sora mishtaleach, vidui shel koyen godel bezman subeis hamikdash ha'kayim, avoidas yom ha'kippurim. Perek Zayin is the perek that is dedicated to tahara. It is in this perek that the Rambam writes, as I quoted just before in Halach Avov, Emesh hoyu ze sanui mishukatz meruchak v'toiva v'ayom koroiv v'nechmad ohuv v'yedid. It is in this perek that the Rambam writes, Soif yisu alas eshuva v'kol ha'naviyim tzivu ala tshuva. It is in this perek that the Rambam writes, Kama mu'ula malas eshuva. Emesh hoyu muvdal mi'ashem elokai yisrael. Oysa mitzvah v'torfin lo b'fanav. V'ayom hu koroiv l'kodesh bohu. V'dovek b'shchino. So, midos rois are not avedas. There is no punishment for midos rois. But nothing divides a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is so detrimental to Kirves Elohim as midos rois. As Chazal say, regarding a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lodor b'moder echod. So to tear a person away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is as bad as midos rois. Perek Aleph deals with the kapora of tshuva. Therefore, tshuva and the midos rois doesn't belong there. Midos rois needs no kapora. On midos rois there is no oinish. It is only in Perek Zayin which deals with taharas tshuva and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is brought forth al yedei tshuva. It is only here that the Rambam writes, we need to do tshuva, not only an averes sheyesh behem ma'isa, kegon aznus v'hagezel v'hagneiva. We also need to do tshuva on the midos rois. Hakas v'haiva v'haitul v'redifat hamamon v'redifat hamachalot. They are not averes. There is no punishment, and therefore kapora is not necessary. But these are detrimental to tahara, to kirves elokim. And therefore, it is only in this perek that the Rambam clarifies that there is a need to do tshuva, not only on averes sheyesh behem ma'isa, not only on the taryag, the mitzvah seseh and the lo ta'aseh, but also on midos rois shebelev ha'olam. So that is the way I understand. I'm a Kaddish Yisroish or Manasha Nitzad HaGomer. V'nim Tzerosh HaGomer. Choy Shishem HaKedusha. Shem HaHir HaTshuva B'Livoy. He still will need a lot of effort to achieve Kapora. But Tahara is all about HaHir HaTshuva B'Livoy. Like I quoted from Chazal and the Psikta. Kiven SheHir HaTshuva B'Livoy. That tshuva goes up ad lekisei hakavod. So in my understanding, one could achieve tahara before he achieves kapora. Could it go the other way around as well? I think so. In Yom Edav Pei Vav, there's a machlokes Rabbi v'chachomim. Chachomim say, Ein yom akipurim achaper elo lishovim. If a person doesn't do tshuva, then Yom Kippur will do him no good. Yom Kippur does not atone, only if a person takes advantage of Yom Kippur and he does tshuva. Rabbi says, Itzu Moshe Yom Echaper Bein Leshovin Ubein Leshe'einam Shovin. And we wonder, so why does a person have to do tshuva? If Itzu Moshe Yom Echaper Bein Leshovin Bein Le'einam Shovin, does the Rebbe really maintain that there is no point, no necessity doing tshuva on Yom Kippur? Tosis Yeshorim, Yom Pevov, ask an amazing kash. It's immense. So the Tosis Yeshorim asks, according to Rebbe, a tzumoy shel yoyim mechaper, even if people don't do tshuva, alma of the ha'aretz. Why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? I think Tosfos assumes, doesn't make sense, that the Avedis of 10 months brought about Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Golas Yisrael, Sila Kashchinim, must have been an accumulation of many years. But according to Rebbe, there is no accumulation because Yom Kippur wipes it all out. Yom Kippur atones, Bein L'Shovim, Bein L'Sha'enam Shovim. So could it be that the Avedis from Tishrei to Tisha B'Av, which is less than 10 months, 9.5 months, that brought about Churban Beis Hamikdash after hundreds of years that the Beis Hamikdash was standing? Tosis assumes it's reasonable that there must have been an accumulation of Avedis for many years to bring forth such devastation, such a tragic Churban. So it's not clear what Tosis answers, but my understanding is this. Tahara is only beliboy shalodom, hirer tshuva beliboy. So Rebbe maintains that tzuma shel yoyim mechaper, Churban Beis Hamikdash was not an oynish, it wasn't a punishment. Churban Beis Hamikdash happened when we were no longer fitting, no longer ra'ui l'ashros ha'shchina. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ein ani v'heim yecholam lodeh b'modeh echod, that is when the Beis Mikdash was ultimately destroyed. So, Itzuma Shilioi Mechaper, says Rebbe, Itzuma Shilioi Meina Metayer. And that is why, even according to Rebbe, of course we gotta do tshuva in Yom Kippur. Otherwise, you could never come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You might have Kapurim, but you still will be sonui mishukatz meruchag v'toyevo. You cannot come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without tshuva. So these are the two sides to the same coin. On one hand, tshuva saleiv, hira tshuva beliboy, is mitayar. Ke'etzem hashamayim letohar. Kapura demands far more. But on the other hand, according to Rebbe, Itzuma shel yom mechaper, Itzuma shel yom eineno mitayar. Because everyone agrees that Tahara is directly a result of Tahara's Alev, of a person coming closer to Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regretting his Avedis, and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, Ritzoyneinu la'asoyis Ritzoyncho. We want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are the two sides of Tahara and Kapora. Keneged, Shnei Ponem Ba'oinish, Achiyuv Shebechet, V'tumas Achet, Zohamas Achet. So tshuva is mechaper, and tshuva is metayer. And the essence of tshuva is, Beliboy Shelodom, Shemu Hirer Tshuva Beliboy. And as Rabbeinu Yoyne in Shari Tshuva, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, and Rabbeinu Bachye in Shari Tshuva and Chovis Halavos, more or less all these giants say and explain the different components of Tshuva. Aziv Sachet, Charota, Kabbalah ala Osed. And some of the Rishonim also point out Busha. Like Ezra HaSoifer said, Elokai, Boishti v'nechlamti lahorem ponai eilecho. And even if it would be difficult to achieve tshuva shleima, the Rambam defines tshuva shleima, ad shiyoid olav yodeya talumoy shelo yoshuv leze hachet liyoylam, which seems to be a very high madrega, difficult to achieve. Probably individuals throughout the ages could stand before a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I promise, never again. And you have to be sincere with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You could fool some people sometime, but you can never fool a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is a Boichin Kaloyes Velev. But I argued in my Sefer, Mincha Sosho, Moedim Chelek Aleph, even Tshuva She'eina Shleim is still Tshuva. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu cherishes every hit of Tshuva that we could muster, that we could offer, every hit of Tshuva that we have in our hearts. So this week, the Ashkenazim started saying Slichas. And a few years ago, it occurred to me, and of all the Slichas I have in Minchas Osher Moedim Chelek Aleph Elul Tishrei, probably this one is most appealing to me. So every day in the Slichas, towards the end of the Slichas, there's a Perek in which we say, Misha Ono L'Avrom Avinu V'Haron Mariyahu Yaneinu. Misha Ono L'Yitzchok Kishenekad Al Gabi HaMizbeach Hu Yesh Yaneinu. Misha Ono L'Yankov V'Beisel Hu Yaneinu. When we go on Moshe Aaron Yosef David and Shmuel B'Mitzvah and Yoine B'Maya Dogo, Misha Ono L'Kol HaTzadikim V'Yishorim V'Tmimim Hu Yaneinu. And then suddenly we go over from Lashon Kodesh to Aramaic. And we say, Rachmona de one la aniye aneinon, Rachmona de one le tvire libo aneinon, Rachmona de one le mekiche rucho aneinon. Why do we switch from Lashon Kodesh to Aramaic? So my feeling is this. Shtei tayid. And he says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you responded to Avram, you responded to Yitzchak, to Yankov, to Moshe, to David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, all the tzaddikim, and Yeshurim Vatmimim. I expect you to respond to me as well. Really? Tagid, nafalta al harosh? Are you out of your mind? Have you gone crazy? Why do you think so? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, because they deserved it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the prayers of Kol HaTzadikim V'HaYeshorim V'Tmimim because they deserved it. So why do you think that means he should respond to you as well? Are you serious? And my feeling is, yes, yes. We invoke Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, Moshe, Aaron because we always try to invoke Tzchus Avos and Chazdei Avos and Bris Avos. We do that in every tefillah. Each of the three tefillahs every day starts with Birkas Avos, Elokai Avraham, Yitzchak V'Yankov. That is our hope. That is our tikva. What else do we have to offer? Yes, so we start off with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov. But we are fully aware that we are not Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankov, and we are not included in the Tzaddikim V'Yeshonim V'Tmimim. And that is why we switch over to Aramaic. Because in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says that the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. And the Malachim that are there to translate the Tfilas, they take up our Tfilas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't understand Aramaic. And Tosfos in Brachos Gimel Amud Aleph says, when we want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want it to be personal and intimate, we daven in Aramaic. So after Misha Ono Lekala Yeshorim Vatzadikim Vatmimim, and we mention all the giants of yore, then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aramaic and we say to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're not crazy. And we know who they were and we know who we are. But nevertheless, Rachmone de one la aniye aneinon. Between us and our father, Avinu Shebishamayim, between a father and his children. And that is a language that only family understands. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands when his children plea and turn to him and cry. So the Medrash says that there are three individual tefillahs in Tehillim. Besides all the prokim akloliim, Tefillah leMoshe Ishu Elokim. Tefillah leDavid. And Kapitel Kuv Gimel. Tefillah leOni Kiyatoi veLefnei Hashem Yishpoch Sichoi. Tefillah leMoshe, because Moshe was the greatest individual ever to walk the face of earth. Lefonav lo yehoyu kemoyu va'achlov lo yihi. He was the greatest Navi. Av lechachomim lekoidim lefonav lebo amachom. And as the Rambam makes it clear in his Pirkei Hakdamot to Masechet Avos, and this is clear in Bavli and in Yerushalmi, nobody achieved the heights of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is Tfilo leMoshe Ishu Elokim. And nobody knew to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu more eloquently and more beautifully than David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael, in his Kuf Nun Pirkei Tehillim. And that is Tefillah leDavid. But the Medrash says, Tefillah leOni taps them both. And Tefillah leOni ki yatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishpach sichoi. That is the Tefillah that is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Koroiv Hashem lenishberelei vezdakei ruach Yoshia. And when the Oni davens, Tefillah leOni ki yatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishpach sichoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. And those Tefillahs are more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than both Tefillah leMoshe and Tefillah leDavid. So therefore we switch over to Aramaic, because this is something only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand. The Malachim know nothing about a Lev Nishbar. How would they know? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what a broken heart is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Korev Hashem leNishbarei Lev, Ezdako Riach Yoshua, V'ani Yeshko in Ezdako. So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we mention the Tefillahs of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of all the giants, because we hope in their schus, you will have mercy on us. But we are fully aware of what we have to offer. And then we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the most personal and intimate way. Rachmona de one la'aniye aneinon la'aniye. That is the tefillah la'oni kiyatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Rachmona de one le'mekiche ruach le'tvirei libo לנמוכי רוח, לשבורי לב, ענינו. Please answer our prayers. So there is one slana mavort that I love. In Yesaidu Avoido, he brings that Rav Moshe of Kubrin, slanam started in Kubrin. So Rav Moshe of Kubrin used to tell the story, there was a chosid, his name was Rav Monala. And Rav Monala used to say, when I daven in Shabbos and I say, "Befi Yeshorim Tischoyim Am Besif Sei Tzadikim Tisborech B'Shoyin Chasidim Tiskadesh Ovekerav Kedoshim Tishalor," and there is Nusach Svard and Nusach Ashkenaz. So Rav Monala used to say, when I say this tefillah on Shabbos, I'm not there. I'm not a Yosher. I'm not a Tzadik. I definitely ain't a Chosid. And how far am I from being a Kodesh? However, when I say Uve Mekalois Rivavois Amchu Beis Yisrael, I'm there. One of the multitudes, in the huddled masses, I find myself as well. And when Rav Moshe Kubrina used to quote Rav Monala, he used to add on and say, and I don't find my place even when I say Over Mekalois Rivavois Amchu Beis Yisrael. But when we go on and I say Shekein Choyvas Kol HaYetzurim, I'm there. We're one of the many. Shekein Choyvas Kol HaYetzurim. So when Elul comes, when Aseres Yemei Tshuva come, and the entire world, Zoichlim veroyadim, me'emaz boyecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes them all in judgment. Vala medino is boyomar. And everyone is afraid of Amos Yoimadin. Sheken choyves kol yitzirim. It is then that we find chizuk. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as children turn to their father. Rachmona de'one la'aniyei aneinu. We might not be included in the Yeshorim, in the Tzaddikim, in the Hasidim, in the Kedoshim, but uvemekhar yisriva v'yisamchu beis Yisrael, sheken choyves kol yitzirim. We come before you, shivurei lev v'nemuchei ruach, and it is then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So that is the sentiment and that is the feeling of Slichus. So every day in the morning, when we say various piyutim, and at the top of our lungs, we say Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim, but at the end, it boils down to Rachmona De'one La'aniyei Aneinon, Rachmona De'one Letvirei Libo, Rachmona De'one Lemekuchei Rucho. Please answer our pleas and our prayers as well. So that is how we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'namichas ruach, b'kfifas koimo, b'shvurei lev, and we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy for his rachamei shomayim. So Shofar has two distinct koilas, the tkiya and the teruah. And a malchi is a choynes v'shoifres. The nusach of Birchas HaShoifer is Ki atu Hashem shomea koel shoifer umazin truo. What is the difference between shomea and mazin? That is the question Chazal asks in Medrash Rabbe Parshas Hazinu. And Chazal asks an interesting question. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera v'tishma ha'aretz imreifi. And Yeshayahu Anovi uses the opposite formula. Shemi Shemayim v'azini eretz. Why does Moshe turn to the heavens and say Hazinu Hashemayim v'tishma ha'aretz? And Yeshayah uses the opposite formula. Shemi Shemayim v'azini eretz. The Medrash explains, Shmiyah is merachoik. Shmiyah is hearing. Hazona is listening. Person hears many voices, near and far. But he listens to the one that is right next to him and speaks to him. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the heavens three times, spending 40 days in the heavens. So Moshe was korav l'shamayim v'rochik men ha'eretz, and therefore he says, Hazinu ha'shamayim mekoroi v'tishma ha'oretz merochik. The Novi Yeshayahu says, betoch am t'meis v'osayim unoichi yoyshev. So Yeshayah says, Shemi shamayim merachok v'azini eretz mekorov. What's the tkiya and what's the truah? It is obvious from Pashas Baal Oysho, from the mitzvah of Chatzoytis. Uveyoyim simchaschem uvemoyadeichem uveroshech etsheichem vitekatem bechatzoytis. Tkiya indicates simcha, confidence, strength. Vahoyekisavim alchamo ala artzechem vahare oysen. Truma indicates daga and shivroin lev. So we say, Ki atu Hashem shoymeya koil shoyfo. Kodesh Baruch Hu hears them all. Aval ma'azin truah. By the truah, he doesn't merely hear from afar. He listens. Because the truah is from a lev shavu. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only a shomea truah, shomea koil shofar, umazin truah. That's the key, and that's the segula. To come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'namichas ruach, b'shivroin lev, like the oni, using tefillah la'oni kiyatoi for lefnei Hashem yesh bo sicha. Kodesh Baruch Hu should hear all our prayers. And we should all be zeichet together with Klal Yisrael to tshuva shleima, to machila slicha v'kapora, to aksiva v'chasim etoyve b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim.
We should be zoichet to besoidus toivis Yeshuas ben Achamos, bonachayu mezoiner avichem, and this coming year should not only be a shnas oiru, a shnas brocha, but also a shnas geula v'yeshua. And together with the kol shofar of Rosh Hashanah, we should hear kol shofar shel Moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiru v'yomeinu. Amen. Get on my love.